We also have Wonderlust. Some local youths make up Wonderlust. They're going to perform at Balanced Rock Winery from 6 to 8:30.
All right, so definitely check that out. Beautiful scenery, and, you know, kind of look out on the Baraboo Bluffs, enjoy some glasses of wine, have some good appetizers. That's a full Friday night right there. Now, do we want to mention the haunted downtown walks as well with Shelley
Why
Mordini?
Not? Yes, okay. Indeed. Shelley and Baraboo Tours will be offering their haunted downtown walks on Friday nights. Those start at her headquarters there at 524 Oak Street. Those start at 7 p.m.
All right. Now we can move into Saturday, because we're just kind of getting to the tip of the iceberg here. Again, a lot of live music this weekend, but we've got a few other things sprinkled in there on Saturday. So what do we have planned on this calendar?
Okay, deep breath.
So you need it on this one.
Of course, we have the Downtown Farmers Market. There's also the West Baraboo Saturday Market, so you can get some fresh produce both places, either downtown or over in the U-Haul parking lot Saturday mornings. We also, though, we talked about Baraboo Tours. They're starting their free historic walking tours on Saturday. That starts at 10 a.m. Once again, that's going to start right at their downtown headquarters and get a free look at Baraboo history on Saturday mornings.
I love that. And those are really great tours. Whether you're doing the haunted tours or the historical tours, and sometimes they mix a little bit of both in there, can't go wrong on any of it. They're always a good time. And then in the afternoon is when we can really just kind of concentrate on some adult beverages and making our way around to all the wineries of the area. So let's run down what we got as far as entertainment goes.
Sure. They've got a big day planned at Broken Bottle. They're having what they're calling their Boot Stomp. This is going to go on all day Saturday afternoon. They're going to have a Nashville recording artist, Brooks Herring, at 1:30 doing live music. Then they're going to have Soul Whiskey Band. They offer a little honky-tonk vibe. That's going to be at 5:30. Overall, the Boot Stomp goes from 1:30 to 8:30 at Broken Bottle.
All right, so definitely check that out as well. And then I see we've got a couple of non-local, nationwide known bands here on this list. So tell us what else is going on.
Yes, we do. The Marshall Tucker Band and Jefferson Starship are coming to Ho-Chunk Gaming. They're going to perform Saturday night, 7:30.
All right, so definitely check that out, and remember, we'll tell you where to go to get more information so you can maybe check out tickets and all of that kind of stuff here in just a moment. Then that's not it, though, because now we still have Sunday and Monday because it's a long weekend, right? So we've got more music and really great stuff happening on Sunday as well. So what's on our calendar for then?
Happy to mention the return of the Baraboo Sunday Market. This is something that's held the last Sunday of every month. It features items that are vintage, homemade, homegrown, handmade, all that good stuff. That's going to take place on the square from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So the season debut is Sunday.
All right. And this runs through October, I saw, right?
May
through
the end to of October. October.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. So you got lots of opportunities, but what a great way to spend your Memorial Day weekend. And then, of course, more adult beverages, more live music, because I feel like that's what Memorial Day weekend kind of is, right? You know, it's a kickoff to summer. You should definitely sit back and relax a little bit. So tell us who we can take in and where on Sunday.
And with having, you know, the Monday holiday, this is definitely a Sunday fun day opportunity.
Absolutely.
So Sunday afternoon, we have Never Odd or Even performing at Broken Bottle Winery from 1:30 until 4:30. Another option for you, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets will be performing at Balanced Rock Winery from 2 until 4:30.
Oh, we're getting into all of the local favorites this weekend, right? I mean, everybody that we've mentioned so far are names that we will all recognize that perform across the area all the time. And then, of course, since it is Memorial Day, that means Memorial Day weekend, I should say, that means that we've got a few other things that we can take in on Monday. And I know there's a little bit more entertainment for anybody who wants to check it out. So why don't you tell us what we have going on Monday as well, Ben?
Yes, Balanced Rock Winery is going to keep the party rolling Monday afternoon. They're going to have live music. Jason and Kyle of Gem City Sideshow will be performing from 1 until 3:30.
All right. So lots of things to do this weekend. I love that it's really just a lot of adult beverages and kicking back and relaxing and really, you know, trying to usher in the summer months, because after all, isn't that what summer should be about anyway? A lot of relaxation, enjoying the warmer temperatures, all the outdoor activities. So I think we can get down with this calendar for this Memorial Day weekend.
I think we can too.
Now, for anybody who wants to check out more details, because again, we go through things fast and, you know, there's a lot of information. But for anybody who wants to get more details, maybe check out tickets, especially for Marshall Tucker Band, Jefferson Starship. Where can they go to get all that information, Ben?
Yes, find it all at baraboo.com.
Easy as that. And, you know, in the next couple of weeks, this calendar gets really busy. We're going to start talking about circus parades. And, of course, we'll mention, too, very quickly that those big top shows over at Circus World do not stop because it's Memorial Day weekend. They're going to be doing two of those performances at 11 and 2:30 throughout the entire weekend if you want to add that to your Memorial Day plans
certainly.
As well. So definitely get over there. We went and saw the show last weekend. It's fun. It's a whole lot of
fun.
It
really is. Absolutely.
It really is. Yeah, and there's some really cool stuff in this year. I mean, there's people who are doing things that I couldn't even conceive doing in this world. So you got to go check out the show over at the Big Top at some point this summer. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. And of course, we look forward to talking to you next Thursday, okay?
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. And remember, if you want more information about all of this great live entertainment this weekend, about some of the big sales, about haunted tours, historical tours, baraboo.com is the place you need to go. Remember, Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch and Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new Fun Zone at the Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. More than 53,000 planes are expected to be taking off today, many of them carrying Memorial Day travelers. 44 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between today and Tuesday. TSA Administrator David Pekoski says they're ready.
We'll see several over 3 million passenger days across the entire, you know, 430 airports that are in the United States. Now, that's a pretty big increase from last year. And last year was a really big increase from the year before. So record volumes without question.
Yeah, the roads and the highways will be even more crowded. The weather could be a factor for some travelers. Five people were killed in those twisters that tore through Iowa this week. That storm system headed now into the Northeast. The presidents of Rutgers and Northwestern universities, the latest leaders to be summoned to testify before House members about pro-Palestinian protests on their campuses. Justice Department filing a lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation, saying it holds a monopoly on ticket selling. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Portage High School will be hosting two major Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association sporting events on Thursday, with more than 100 competitors and thousands of spectators expected to bring heavy traffic to the city. Portage residents and businesses should expect heavy traffic and congestion Thursday beginning around 1 p.m., especially on the north side of town near the high school. The school district will be releasing students from school early on Thursday to accommodate the anticipated influx of people and traffic. A spokesperson for Madison Gas and Electric said it could take multiple days to restore power to the tens of thousands of customers that lost service after Tuesday night's severe storms. More than 250 separate outages impacted more than 42,000 customers, making it one of the largest outages in Madison Gas and Electric history. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the southwest at only about 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 76. Hey, take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I want you to want me. There is Cheap Trick. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's about 12 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, I know at your house, you guys share one vehicle, right? That takes you everywhere. You and Chris both have to drive it. Is that always convenient? Does it work out most of the time? I have to ask.
Most of the time it does, but occasionally it gets a little wonky. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I can understand that. Corey and I could never share a vehicle. Well, he's gone a lot too, so that would kind of strand me.
You have two now, or two vehicles?
We actually have three, but Max has one in Milwaukee, but it's still our vehicle technically. He just drives it. Uh-huh. But it's very obviously very rarely here. But yeah, we just have Corey's truck. I have the older RAV, and then Max has the other RAV. So, but that's his car. We told him he could keep that one for as long as he needed to, and mom and dad still insure it and help him out that way.
Sure.
And all of that good stuff. And sometimes we even ended up putting gas in it, depending on how much he's been able to work. And
that's what
not,
we do.
Yep, because that exactly, it's what you do as parents. So yeah, we actually have technically three vehicles. Two house here, one house is in Milwaukee. Now, if you're a household though that shares a vehicle, you can probably relate to the stuff that we're about to talk about, because someone polled 2,000 married couples who happen to do just what you and Chris do, share a car, and asked for the most annoying things about getting into the car after the other person has used it. So finding the radio set to a station you hate actually made the top 10. Well, that's an easy fix. You just always leave it on Max FM. Like, that's a no-brainer, right? We've done already. We can fix that one for everybody. So I guess you just, you know, play it safe and leave it on us, and all is good in the world. They're going to thank you for it later, even if they don't at first, by the way. So here are some of the most annoying things about getting into the car after someone else has been in that vehicle and driven it. Number one on the list is having to move the seat forward or back. That's the top complaint by far. Now, newer cars have presets, so you just hit your preset. Older cars obviously do not. That is the most annoying thing about having to get in the vehicle after my husband drives my car. Because periodically, if he's put a lot of miles on his truck, we'll take the RAV and we'll go do stuff with it. Now, my husband is much taller than I am. And by the way, last week when I went to the doctor, everybody has always told me for the longest time I'm 5'1".
Are you shrinking?
No. In fact, we did, you know, we did the whole height thing that they do at the doctor's office. I'm 5'2 and a quarter, by the way, people. 5'2 and a quarter. That quarter is very important. It is very, very important. Yeah. I gained a whole inch last week at the doctor, and I was very excited about that. Now, here's the problem with car seats. My husband is 5'10, and so he is much, much taller than I am. And because the RAV is old, there's this portion of Despicable Me, remember, where Dr. Nefario gets on his little scooter and Gru's like, come on, everybody, let's go. The minions are running, and Dr. Nefario puts his scooter in gear and goes that's essentially what happens when you try to move our car, because it's, you know, it's an automatic adjust, so it takes forever to get it back to where it needs to go. And then of course I, because of my back, like things very, very straight. My husband likes to lean back a little bit more, so then it's trying to get the backrest exactly where it needs to be as well. So by the time I get done, I might as well plan an extra 5 minutes of leaving the house if he's driven the car before me, because it's going to take me that long to adjust it. Now, what about you and Chris? Do you get annoyed?
No,
with one
we don't
another?
Struggle with that one. Oh, we're about the same height. I might be a little taller than she is, but yeah, we don't struggle with that. And we usually,
you're lucky.
I mean, we like the seats where they are, so we're good.
You're
the
very,
radio
very
thing.
Lucky.
Now, the radio thing, on the other hand, that's actually more of a issue for her than it is for me, because I'm really the only one that listens to the radio.
Sure.
When she takes the car, she doesn't listen to the radio at all.
Oh, so she likes to silently drive, huh? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
But I'll crank the radio,
sure.
So it's usually quite loud when she gets in, so that's annoying for her.
She's not ready for the blast, right?
Right.
Like, you got to be prepared for those things. Number two on this list is having to readjust the mirrors. It's hard to get everything just the way you like it. And that happens as well, obviously, because as I just mentioned, Corey is a lot taller than I am. So his mirrors have to be positioned way up. Well, I'm trying to look through the mirrors, I'm looking at the sky. I mean, I know it makes sense for him, but when I'm looking at it, I'm literally looking at the sky, which does not help me in any way, shape, or form. If we had flying vehicles, like they told us office we were going to in Back to the Future 2.
When we were growing up, yeah.
Yes, then it would be fine, but that's not where we're at quite yet. Number three is getting the seat back just right, meaning how reclined you are. Yep, just talked about that. It's a whole thing when you're dealing with other people driving the vehicle. Number four is they left you with an empty gas tank. No, he does that to me periodically as well. Usually he's really good about putting gas in it. Sometimes, though, no. Or he'll get really mad at me because I'll think that the car is not going to move for a couple of days. And I know that the next time I get in it, the first thing I have to do is go to a gas station.
Uh-huh.
But then he'll surprise me and he'll be like, oh, I'm going to go take the RAV. And I'll be like, oh, and then I forget that it doesn't have gas. And then he gets upset with me. Well, you weren't supposed to be driving my car. So it worked
so
for me.
Go.
It was working for me. Uh-huh. I knew I needed to go to the gas station the next time I drove it, but you know, whatever.
See, now, well, then what is the point of having two vehicles? I mean, he has his, you have yours. It should just be that way, right?
Well, he's trying to keep miles off of his truck because he got his truck. Uh-huh. He got his truck
last year, right?
Yeah, and he's already put well over 6,000 miles on it.
He's been doing a lot of travel.
He has. And so obviously once it sits for a couple days, he likes it to sit for a few days and just kind of be, because you know, in the RAV it's got 220,000 miles on it. Like, what's another couple hundred? Like, it's not gonna matter to it at this point. Number five on the list, you mentioned it, Chris's big thing when she gets in the car, the radio is blaring. You know, maybe turn it down for next time,
I
or not.
I mean,
you know, whatever, it's fine. Or she could just get ready for the sweet sounds of whatever you were listening to.
Sure.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Number six on the list is having to readjust the steering wheel position. Yeah, that makes sense too. Because again, I'm not as tall as my husband, and so he likes it way down, and I don't need it that far down because I'm not quite as tall. So it's a whole big thing, people. Turning the radio on and it's a station you don't like. Well, that one's an easy fix though, because you have presets usually in a car, unless you haven't figured out how to actually set those to anything yet. So it's usually pretty easy just to push a button.
I will say though, I have used rentals quite a few times,
and the worst stations ever,
don't
they? It's
inevitably always a country station.
Oh, I know. I don't understand.
I don't need that in my life.
I don't understand why everybody tunes first and foremost to a country station. I don't get it at all.
Maybe to annoy the next person that's going to use that
Could be. I always just love it when people forget to like disconnect their phone or take their phone out of the Bluetooth as well. Sonia's phone. Okay. What's on Sonia's phone? Then you get like a list of directory and everything. I'm like, wow. Okay.
What is happening?
Now you wonder why there's like identity theft and things in this world, because you do things like that. The number eight thing on this list is feeling too cramped, which to me would be the same thing as seat position. But, you know, hey, I didn't run the survey. Yeah. I guess double questions are fine. Number nine is the fact that they leave a mess behind, like trash on the seat or a drink in the cup holder. Mm.
Happens.
My husband, I am pretty sure that he thinks his passenger seat is like the garbage. I am pretty sure that that's what he thinks it's there for. It's not actually to allow other people to ride with you. It is there for your personal garbage. Now, does he clean it out? Yes. He's been much better with the truck than he's ever been with any other vehicle. And so he, you know, like every couple of days, you know, when he or stops to get gas, he cleans it all out. He dredges it out. But I'll be sitting there. Right? Like, I'll be sitting with him in the car. I'm in the passenger seat, and he'll get done with a wrapper and he'll throw it down at my feet. I'll be like, are you serious right now? Like, what are we doing? 21 years of marriage, this is still a point of contention when we're riding together. I'm like, seriously, like, hand it to me or something. I'll throw it away.
Here's the respect for your passenger, let alone your wife. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and there was a time when I remember, like, having to literally, like, kick things out of the way of some vehicles. This is in his much younger days. What am I saying? It was, like, last year before the truck. Like, literally having to kick things out of the way, or, like, literally get a garbage bag and dredge out the floor so I even had feet room, because he's just in his cars that much. And
Let me ask you this then. In general, is he a messy guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yes. He's not great about getting things picked up. That's just kind of how he is. I just kind of handle those things. And so even when he has like cups downstairs at night for water and things, those would generally sit there for months if I didn't go in there at least every couple of days and take them back upstairs. I mean, it is ridiculous. So, yes, he's generally like that. But it drives me absolutely bonkers. But I've learned to live with it. You know, it's one more thing I need to clean up. It's not a big deal. We'll just handle it and move on with life. Number 10 on this list is having to adjust the heat or the AC, meaning obviously the temperature of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Maybe they like air blowing on them. Maybe you don't. My husband likes things notoriously colder than I do. Mm-hmm. And so in the summer, like I'll get into a car and the air conditioner is set at like as low as the temperature is possibly able to go. I freeze when that happens. So that's not good. Then he'll get into my car in the winter and even into like, you know, those 45, 50 degree days, I have the seat warmer on. And he's like, why am I so hot? And I'm like, oh, because the seat warmer's still on. You know, it's kind of like this is now you kind of understand just based on how we handle a vehicle, why us sleeping in the same bedroom is not conducive to life. I mean, we can't even handle being in the same vehicle because of how different our habits are. And then people are always like, why do you guys have separate rooms? Well, hello, I just told you without even telling you. So now, do any of those things besides the music bother you and Chris, though? Because you guys are the ones who are actually sharing a vehicle. For us, it's just periodically. Do any of the other things bother you?
I like to think that I'm not a messy guy. Okay, I'm going to try to be really quiet here. Because
she'll come in because she's got great ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to think that I'm not a messy guy. Now, I generally don't do that, but I will occasionally leave things in the car, which I know frustrates her. Like, I'll leave, even if it's like a pair of sunglasses, I'll leave a pair of sunglasses in the car or a book or, you know, it's a paper or something like that. And it frustrates her because she just likes everything just so meticulous.
Sure. Sure. No, and I understand. And I'm not perfect. I will be honest. Like my
I'm looking
doors,
over my shoulder right
to
now
to make sure she's not
sure.
Coming in. And see, and I am not perfect. My doors have like water bottles in them, and usually because I sit at so many different activities waiting for Dexter, and you know, at one point Max as well, I too have books everywhere in my car.
Right.
They're like in the cup holders of the door. They're in the back seat. Because sometimes you don't feel that one book, right? So you got to have a couple different choices. If I'm going to sit at Taekwondo two or three times a week for an hour and a half, 2 hours at a crack, I want to at least enjoy what I'm doing. So I got to have a couple of different options with me because sometimes I'm not feeling the one, you know? Uh-huh. So the back seat is got some books in it. So my car is not perfect either. However, here's the difference between my husband and I. It would take me literally 2 minutes to get those things out of my car. There are times when I've had to spend an entire day dredging out his vehicles. I mean, let's be clear of how much different we actually are. But no, I'm not perfect by any means.
So what would it be for him when he gets in the RAV? Then what is it that drives him nuts about
that? Usually I have I have water bottles. I'm a water bottle person, you know, and I have multiple different bottles, or I've picked up a plastic one here or there. And so my cup holders all have stuff in them. And so there's no place for him to put a phone. He can't put keys in there. He likes to put a wallet in a cup holder. And then I have every water bottle on the face of the earth in there. So I've got to clean those out usually before he's getting in the vehicle. The other thing that bothers him, and it's the weirdest thing ever, my husband doesn't do well with like weird noises. So if there's a rattle in the vehicle, or if Aspen's traveling with us and she's got wire kennels and we've got it, flat so we can put luggage on it or something.
It's one of those, what
but
is
it's
that
making,
sound?
Like, a tinkling
thing.
Sound? Oh yeah. No, we have to literally pull over onto the side of the
until
shoulder.
Until he figures it out.
And we have to fix it because it will drive him absolutely bonkers. So see, now I'm like, okay, whatever. We can wait till the next gas station. It's fine. It doesn't really bother me all that much. I'll just turn up the radio a little bit. Oh, no. It's all consuming for him. Mm-hmm. We have to pull over. We have to fix it. It needs to be taken care of right now. Like, he literally has a bit of a meltdown and temper tantrum until we actually get it fixed. Or if it's change rattling in a cup holder or something in the cubby hole that didn't get put in there just right and he can hear rattling or flapping. Oh, no. It drives him absolutely bonkers.
You know, now that we're talking about it, how do we manage this whole thing? I mean,
I don't know.
Really? I mean,
I know. Being married to other people is really difficult.
It's rough.
It really can be difficult. You're right. I mean, it's like we're all perfect and they just have to come along for the ride or something.
Well, because we know that if it were someone else, it would be the same thing. We'd have to climb that mountain again and go through the same thing. And it's always going to turn out the same way, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, and it's so funny because when we go on road trips, I've talked about this.
Just ask Felix and Oscar. They know that, you know.
Exactly. Yes, when we go on road trips, I get into the car and it's one of the only times I really, truly relax. So I usually fall asleep pretty hard. And so that's when he just like makes up as much time as he absolutely can, because he knows as soon as I wake up, there's going to be snacks involved and there's going to be bathroom breaks involved. And they usually don't happen at the same time. I'll be like, oh, I need to stop here for the bathroom. And then he'll say, do you need a snack? And I'm usually like, no, I'm fine. I can wait. But 2 miles down the road, I'm like, boy, I could really use a snack. He's like, seriously, and I'm like, I know, but now we can stop again. And oh, it just drives him absolutely
See,
nuts.
Now she's very clever about that. She's very clever about that because I don't like to do too many things in one day.
Sure.
And it's what I call stacking. Okay.
Yes.
If you stack too many things in one day, my head explodes and I inevitably get grumpy. I get really cranky. So if she tells me we're just doing one thing on the way to the grocery store, then I'll kind of, okay, all right, whatever. Okay. But now she will throw in a couple more things and not tell me.
And then
I was like, well, hey, did we talk about this? And then she will say, she just did this last weekend. She said, I knew if I told you about it, then I would have to listen to you complain about it.
Again, look at her.
So how do we do it? I don't know.
She's just pulling it up. She's like, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, and here's what I sometimes do to Corey. I know he knows that we didn't talk about it. I'll be like, oh, I think we did. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that this was something I had to do. I probably haven't. But, you know, in my mind, I either have or I'm telling him purposely so that he doesn't get upset about it. It's fine. These are the things. It's a game.
It's like chess. That's what it is.
It's like 3D chess. You have to constantly be ahead of your opponent all the time, at all times, in order to make it work. It's fine. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Again, now people understand why Corey and I could never sleep in the same room at the same time. I mean, these are the things.
And now that
go
I
through.
Think about it, you're onto something there.
Right? I mean, these are the things that, it drives us nuts to be in the same vehicle and share a vehicle on the few occasions we have to. Imagine if we had to share like an actual space together.
Forget about it.
No. We're just much happier people when we have our own space. We're just, you know, we're not keeping each other up at night. My allergies don't keep him up at night. His late hours don't wake me up. I mean, it's just much easier for us.
And yet, the marriage is intact. Everything
we're just fine.
We've done it.
That's right. You know, when we do have to stay in the same room, it's a chore. It's a chore, but we can do it. We have to stretch ourselves a little thin on that point, but we can do it. Mostly sunny today with a high near 77. Mostly clear down to 55 tonight. Tomorrow, we have another chance for showers and thunderstorms. Warmer, though. 76 for a high. Right now, it is 55.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/bariboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's 8:33 right now. Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 right now. And Finn, as long as we're talking cars this morning and having to share them, I thought this was kind of interesting because one of the few things that stops people from really looking at their phones is riding in a car. I am one of those people. If the car is in motion, I cannot be on my phone and I cannot be reading in a vehicle. It just makes me absolutely nauseous. I cannot do it at all. Looking at your phone, reading, anything like that, you're a lot like I am, it can actually induce a motion sickness. But Apple is unveiling a new feature that can actually help with that. It's called Vehicle Motion Cues, and it just looks like animated black dots around the edges of your iPhone or your iPad screen, which move to represent the movement of the vehicle. They say that this should actually help some people because, quote, motion sickness is commonly caused by a sensory conflict between what a person sees and what they feel. The feature can be turned on and off in the control center if you're an iPhone user. Now, honestly, this is one of the things that I would potentially try if it was a feature on my iPhone, only because when I am in a vehicle, if I am riding, I get really bored. And this would also make my husband really, really happy because it would keep me quiet for a little bit and keep me from asking lots of questions if I could read in the car or do something in the car.
Sure.
So this is actually something I would try because I do get very, very nauseous if I try to read or do anything on a tablet if I'm riding in a vehicle. Now, like on a plane or anything like that, I'm perfectly fine. Doesn't bother me.
So it's really just in a car?
It's in a car. That's what it is. And it is awful. It's an awful feeling because even if I look down, you know, Corey will say, is this place open? Do you want to go eat here? Try to find somewhere, something like that, right? So he'll leave it up to me to find it. And I can't do it because it literally makes me nauseous to scroll through my phone, even as a passenger.
So you can't really be the navigator while he's driving.
I can do maps. That's okay because I don't have to look at those constantly, right? I don't have to have my eyes on those constantly in order to, you know, tell me where we have to turn.
But on a phone,
like
you can't.
But if I'm trying to read at length on my phone in a car, oh no, it is awful. It is awful. And it's a horrible feeling because it just instantaneously feels like you're going to just throw up. And then you can't get rid of that feeling. And then you're just kind of stuck with it. And it just kind of ruins the rest of the day because you don't feel well, right? So my Max is also one of those people. He can be on his phone in the car, but he does get motion sickness on long trips. So we have to give him usually Dramamine if we're going on a really long car trip. Now, interestingly enough, he can drive. That doesn't make him sick in a vehicle. But if he's a passenger, oh yeah, we have to get him some sort of kind of Dramamine to like actually calm his stomach. So when he went to Canada last summer, in fact, he was armed with Dramamine up in his cubbyhole because he knew he wasn't driving the entire time and his friend was going to be driving some. So as soon as they would switch off when they got gas or something, Max would just automatically pop a Dramamine because he knew if he didn't, it was going to be a really long trip to Canada if he wasn't doing all the driving.
Because I think most people that suffer from motion sickness, that's when it really kicks in, is when they're a passenger, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And for Max, it also depends on where he's riding in the car. If he's in the back seat, it's worse. If he's in the front seat, it's not as bad. So there have actually been trips where I've ridden in the back seat with Dexter just so Max's stomach could kind of ease up a little bit because he was just miserable. And we didn't know this until he got a little bit older. It wasn't really anything that bothered him until probably about 5-6 years ago, which is kind of odd as well. And we didn't know it. And then once we realized it, obviously, we always took the Dramamine with us. But on those first couple of trips, he would actually ride in the front with his dad because it just threw his stomach like crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, I could get down with this. If iPhones are actually going to start helping us with a few things, then I could be on board with that a little bit.
Well, the methodology kind of checks out, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and this sounds really stupid, but it's the whole reason why sometimes you put dogs in a puppy seat. That's why Aspen's in a puppy seat in the car. She's not a good rider and very, very antsy and very, very, her tummy gets kind of upset when she just rides on the seat in a car. Mm-hmm. You put her in her puppy seat and it's a much different story simply because she can actually see out and there's something about how that eases them. And your vets could tell you more about it than I can. But it's something that eases their mind a little bit as well as their sensory when they can actually see out and they can see around them. And then she's a great rider because she just curls up in her bed and she goes to sleep. And then if she feels a little uneasy, she sits up, she looks around, she can see out all of the windows in the car, and then she's ready to roll and she's ready to lay down again. So it's really odd. So it kind of works with people and with our pets a little bit too, with some of these things. So,
and then there's cats when they're in their crates. I mean, they can't stand that,
you
right?
That screaming sound that they make the entire trip, where like I have friends who actually have to give their cats drugs in order to either get them in a crate or in a car.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame them though. It depends on who's driving too, right? Like,
imagine listening to that? I mean, if you have to take like a 2-hour drive or something and that's what you're hearing constantly.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine what that's like. It's funny though, because it's funny you bring that up because, you know, I love cats. I really do. Much more of a dog person. No, I'm allergic to cats as well. The other day I was scrolling through social media and I think Jennifer Garner is just like a gem in Hollywood. She's just one of those still down to earth Hollywood stars that feel like you could really go in and have a great conversation with her over a cup of coffee, right? Like, there's no pretenses with her. I think she's just a really phenomenal human being. She has a cat, and this cat periodically stars in her social media videos, and its name is Moose. And Moose is a long-haired cat, and Moose had a little bit of a litter box accident in one of her videos a few weeks ago, where he had to have a bath. You talk about putting a cat in a car. Watch this video of her trying to give this cat a bath. Oh. It is like the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen. It's like her neck is clawed up because it's like climbing on her. It doesn't want to be in the water. I mean, it is just the most ridiculous thing. And every time I think of that, I'm like, no, that's pretty much how cats do life right there. Like, minus the water. I mean, that is pretty much what they are doing every single day. Every time you try to get them to do something, that is the type of protest I see come from cats. And it really is.
They're so freaked out. But
they
then
are.
Come to think about it, that's kind of like our lab retriever. I mean, she's so skittish about everything.
Yes. You know, at least she's not clawing down your neck quite like
that's
cat
true.
Was
there
in
is that. Yeah.
Video. Angie just texted in and she says that they had to drug their Persian cats to drive them from California to Wisconsin. She said it was a lot easier than listening to them scream the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
I mean,
it's
you
like
can't
an
even cover that with the
sound.
Radio, really.
Oh, it's like this shriek sound that they make. Mm-hmm. And it's like this ear-piercing kind of shriek sound. I have a couple of friends with cats, and so I've been around them enough to know these things. I mean, cats are amazing, but really, do they really want us around? I am pretty sure that they do not even want us there. And then when we try to make them do something that is not within their cat life, they're like, oh, no.
Silly
we're not.
Human.
We're not doing this, and I'm going to make your life as absolutely miserable as possible because you are forcing
to
me
teach
to do
you.
This, right? Yeah. Exactly. You are a brave soul, Angie, taking cats from California
yes.
all the way to Wisconsin.
Yes. But she had a little assistance along
right.
the way.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. See, I,
big
you know,
cat nap there.
I know there are people who are like anti-medicine and things like that. In some ways, you know, especially for your pets or your kids, sometimes it's just better for everybody, though. Like, I'm not saying you it every single day. Like, that's not what I'm condoning. Sometimes, though, for their enjoyment, for their ease of life, for your ease
mm-hmm.
of life,
everybody, yeah.
Sometimes it's just better when you take that route because then everybody is just more comfortable. And again, I'm not saying go out and do it every day, but at the same time, sometimes you got to pick and choose your battles a little
bit. And I mean, we're talking the difference between a 20-minute car ride and 2 or 3 hours.
You know, and it's so funny because I'll be sitting in the vet with Aspen sometimes, you know, and cat owners will bring them in and they'll be in those little crates. And those cats are like, they are like stiff as boards. Their eyes are ginormous. And they're like,
poor
what
things.
In this fresh hell are you putting me through right now? And I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny because they are actually tortured little souls at that point. But at the same time, I'm just like, that poor cat. It just, it's just go it to the vet. Oh my gosh. Oh, anyway. Yeah. So I guess do what you got to do to keep those cats happy.
Exactly.
It's just easier to throw Aspen in her car seat. And she takes a little CBD. She's got treats with a little CBD in them when we take those really long drives because she gets a little panty when Corey drives. And I understand that, too. I mean, I've been there.
You've been panty when Corey drives, too.
I've been a little panty when Corey. Yes, yes. I do high-pitched inhales that really don't mean anything. I know something bad could happen, but I can't articulate the words. And then he gets upset about that. Now, Angie says she moved from, she texted in here again, she moved from the Middle East to California, and her cats had to travel a whole lot. So she loves her kitties, though. See, that's awesome. Yeah. They're like world travelers, just when they're drugged. They
jet
get much
setters,
better.
Yeah,
they're just better when they're drugged. It's fine.
Yeah.
But no, Aspie gets a little, when we do long road trips with her, she gets a little CBD. It's like a little treat, tastes like bacon, very healthy for her, actually given to us by vets and things like that. So very, very healthy for her. And it doesn't knock her out. It just makes her calm down a little bit.
Calms them down. Yeah.
Yeah, got a little chamomile and stuff in it. So it just kind of calms her down.
We've used them for Sunset and Theo. And it chills them out a little bit, which quite frankly, sometimes they just need to be a little bit more mellow.
Yeah, right? Because it makes it easier for everybody. Dexter looked at me one day and he's like, do those work for humans? And I was like, hands off, buddy.
Easy now.
Hands off, buddy. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Lots of sun today with a high near 77. Some rain coming our way, though, tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. Mike Ganger's also going to have a look at local sports on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Season comes to an end for the Thunderbird softball team last night as they fall to Sun Prairie West at home. 11-3 ends up being the final. T-Birds actually held the lead 1-0 heading into the fourth inning, but then 8 runs off of 6 hits crossed the dish in that fourth inning for Sun Prairie West. And that obviously was the difference there. 11-3, the final. Sun Prairie West moving on to face Sun Prairie East now. Those next round matchups will be today. Verona is going to meet Holman, as those two teams were victorious yesterday. Also in Sectional 3 for Division 1, it's number 3 Middleton going against La Crosse Central, as the number 6 seed was able to get the win over Wanakee 7-1 yesterday. And Toma and DeForest will also meet today. In Sectional 3 for Division 2, Sauk Prairie has their season come to an end as well, as Mount Horeb gets the 10-0 win in 5 innings yesterday. With that, the Vikings will move on to face the Chiefs of Wisconsin Dells after an 8-7 tight victory over Reedsburg this past evening. On the other side of that bracket, number 2 Portage gets a 6-2 win over La Crosse Logan, and number 3 West Salem also advances with a 9-2 win. All those matchups will be again played out today. Division 3 for Sectional 3, Lodi got the win 7-5 over Bigfoot. With that, they'll now meet Broadhead tonight. And then also in Division 3 for Sectional 3, number 5 Adams Friendship got the win 7-5. They'll now meet Prairie du Chien today. Winner of that one takes on the winner between River Valley and Lancaster. Lancaster got the upset 7-4 win over Westfield this past evening. There's also boys golf regionals yesterday. Holman was the site for some of the area schools. Baraboo as a team finishes 5th of the event, 3 strokes behind Onalaska for the 4th spot. Holman, Toma, and Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, the top 3 finishing schools. La Crosse Central, Logan, Sparta, and Reedsburg, the next finishing teams. Baraboo did have some individual qualifiers, though, as Tyler Poker able to advance for the Thunderbirds. The senior shot a round of 81 to finish 5th for the event. He'll be joined by his sophomore teammate, John Moon, as he's able to advance on with a round of 86. Reedsburg's Brecken Johnson also advances on individually. The sophomore shot an 85 for the day. Lake Wisconsin Golf Course was the host for the Sauk Prairie Regional. Eagles able to advance on as a team with a round of 315. That finished 3rd behind Middleton and Wanakee. Grayson Dunn and Colin Harrington, both of the Eagles, shot rounds of 77 to finish in the top 10. Garrett Middleton was just a stroke back at 78 for the Eagles. Wild Rock Golf Course was the site for the Division II Wisconsin Dells Regional. Winneconne finishes first with a team score of 155. Adams Friendship was second, and Ripon got the tie-breaking victory over Berlin and Wautoma to move on as a team. Wisconsin Dells was seventh and Portage ninth. No individual qualifiers from those two schools. Sauk Prairie will be the site today for the WIA sectional track and field meets. You can see the full list of who's going to be competing there for that event again at WIAWI.org, and also baseball regionals. And baseball regionals get started around the area today as well. The Baraboo Thunderbirds, the 11 seed, will be traveling to Lodi. 5 o'clock is going to be the first pitch for it. Winner will move on to face number 3, Mauston. You also have number 5, Portage and Richland Center meeting tonight. Sauk Prairie and Wisconsin Dells will play this evening, with the winner moving on to face Reedsburg, and Mount Horeb and Adams Friendship also competing there in Division II for Sectional 3. And again, full brackets and details, WIAWI.org. And in addition to all of that, tonight for the Thunderbirds, the soccer team is going to be hosting McFarland at Beryl Newman Stadium. 7 o'clock is the start time for it. Reedsburg Soccer going to be at Lodi tonight at 6:45. Sauk Prairie travels to Mount Horeb, and Portage will welcome Richland Center for Senior Night. That one gets started at 6. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the southwest at only about 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 76. Hey, take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
It's 8:53 right now, warming up nicely already this morning, working on our way to that high of right around 80. Oh, it's going to be a gorgeous day. Get out and enjoy it if you absolutely can, because, well, again, tomorrow, you just heard Sean, probably going to need an umbrella. It's the Tubes now. She's a beauty. 99.7 Max FM. song hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:57 right now. That's such a good song. It's one of my favorites from the 90s.
Always better when we get a little tubes going for us in the day.
I know. That is what definitely one of my favorites. Right up there as far as, like, if somebody told me, you know, pick the best 80s hit, I would put that up there right on my list because it is so good. Now, we have to take a look at our calendar days here because, of course, we're just trying to get to the weekend at this point. These are those little things that we can do, you know, just to kind of make the day a little bit more fun and really just try to extend ourselves a couple of more days until the weekend is officially upon us. Yeah. Now, we mentioned that today is Lucky Penny Day. So, of course, if you see a penny, pick it up kind of thing. And what do they say? If you see a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck. So there you go. You should look. Keep your eyes open for those lucky pennies. I don't know what you do with it after that. And if it brings bad luck, don't come at me because I didn't make up the saying. It's also World Turtle Day today. So if you see a turtle, you know, maybe help it along as well. You know, it was funny the other day I was driving down the highway. I was on the back roads. It was last weekend, I think, during Automotion. So I kind of went the back roads from Wisconsin Dells into back to our house. And there was a UPS driver in front of me, and all of a sudden I see him slam on his brakes and like he whips into like one of those little roads going into a field and he stops, and I was like, what is this guy doing? So obviously I slowed way down because I had no idea what was happening. He was actually rescuing two turtles trying to cross the highway, and so he picked them up and he ran them over to the ditch where the water was so that they could get where they needed to be safely and didn't get
cool
squished.
Good job, dude.
I know, it was awesome because I was like, what is happening right now? You know, I was like, there's nothing that you would deliver to right here. And then I saw him rescue the turtle. So that was pretty darn cool. So kudos to you, UPS driver. It was very cool to see you save the turtles.
Yeah.
And then this is a pretty boring calendar day. So there's a couple of good food and drink ones. If you're a wine drinker, today is International Chardonnay Day. So of course, you know, you can.
It has to be the one wine that I don't care for.
See, and I, again, I'm more of a sparkling wine kind of person. If it tastes like Kool-Aid, then I'm all in. And then it's also National Taffy Day today as well. And again, that kind of depends on what type of taffy. Don't let it sit around too long, though, because when it gets hard, it's not good on the teeth. It's just, I mean, it's probably not good on the teeth.
Not good on the teeth anyway, but yeah.
But it's much better when it's soft and you can actually like chew that